One of the big honors that Bama received was in 2004, awarded the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award by the U.S. Department of Commerce, and Bama was the first Oklahoma company, only the second food manufacturer to be awarded this honor, recognizing excellence in quality.
That was due to Paula.
But it was also due to you.
Yeah. All of us helped do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us.
And it was just last year in 2008 that you opened the second plant
in Beijing.
Beijing, China.
Just down the road, always 200 or 300 miles away.
Do you have any stories to tell us? Did your mother and dad take a trip in a Model T and you had some kind of a car wreck? You were on the way to Wewoka?
None of us got hurt very bad. My mother, the car turned over and threw her out. It was a touring car and we didn't have the sides up on it. And it threw her out on the running board. She got thrown out, but it didn't hurt her. That was the closest we come to having a tragedy.
Mm. Did you take lots of trips to Sulphur Springs?
We used to go down there because my mother had bad stomach problems, and she would drink that sulfur water.
And so you took these trips to Sulphur, Oklahoma, for the springs?
Because of my mother's health. We'd camp out down there in a tent. We'd stay there for 2 weeks and cook outside, live in a tent, and she drank that water.
Did it help any?
Yeah, it seemed to.
Did you drink it?
I don't remember that I did.
That would have been probably 1920s,
yeah,
somewhere in
yeah,
the early 1930s. Was there a governor of Oklahoma that stands out in your mind?
Oh, Bill, what was the guy that had the mustache?
Bill Alfalfa Murray?
Yeah, that's who it was. And I got to shake hands with him when I was in the 8th grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our class, our whole class got to shake hands with him. And he was in his office, and we went by his office, and he came to the door and shook hands with all of us.
Do you remember any other famous person that you met? You were in Washington for the Baldrige
Dick Cheney,
Award.
And we've got an award that he gave Bama.
The Malcolm Baldrige
Award? The Malcolm Baldrige Award.
And that was given in Washington, and you were there, weren't
you?
Yeah,
I went to that.
Did you shake hands with Vice President Dick Cheney?
Yeah, Stood right by him.
Yeah. Well, you deserve to be there, and I'm sure everybody was proud that you could be there. I know that Senator Charles Ford has been adding pictures to the state capitol, and he has these pictures that are commissioned. And so they will place some of the famous people we've had in our state in those pictures.
Well,
it was a huge mural, and I understand Paul's face was painted into that. How many grandchildren do you have now?
9.
So I guess you'd like to see some of them grow up in the business and be
involved? If they want to, if that's what they love, I would.
Yeah.
It's a hard row if they don't really love it.
And isn't that the message? You have to really like what you do.
What you're doing and know what you're doing.
Because then you'll work long hours if you like doing
it. That's right.
You probably didn't always work for money, did you?
No. We worked just to eat sometimes.
And then you took pride in putting out the best pies
around.
Yeah,
that was always fun. That was always fun.
And what was your favorite pie?
Well, I guess it had to be apple. Good old apple pie.
Well, thanks for telling us a story.
You're so
about Bama
You're
pie.
Welcome. I hope I've helped some.
You've helped a lot. And believe me, that it starts with you and Paul, and that today Bama Pie is one of the finest companies in the country.
Thank you. Paul worked hard. He really did.
Yeah,
and he had such dreams for Bama Pie, too.
Yeah.
He always did. Nobody else had the dreams that Paul had. He always wanted to leave a good image of Bama.
And he sure left a great image, didn't he?
I think he has.
And he couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you.